restless spirit wandering, come on home again. Tell me about your days of old, wander back again. You won't admit your life is taken to your death not yet awakened. Restless spirit wandering, come on home again. Oglethorpe was around this place some 150 years since a Union bullet hit its mark and his teenage heart it pierced. Years ago a young girl lived here, she became his friend. And when their family moved away, their friendship had to end. And when we bought this house, the neighbors came and talked about him. Though we've not heard or seen a thing, I hope he comes again. I'd like to ask him lots of things and hear the way he talks, describing local battle scenes on some slow morning walk. Restless spirit wandering, come on home again. Tell me about your days of old, wander back again. Don't admit your life is taken to your death not yet awakened. Restless spirit wandering, come on home again. Now the room I write in used to be a two-car garage. Chrome and fin, white wall tied montage. Years later it became a church and they moved an organ in. And these walls would shake with oldie songs and sermons against sin. And I like to think this place was made for the kind of thing I do. And I'll try to be ready when the spirit comes back through. I'll write it down, sort it out, and I'll make it fairly rhyme and marry it to a melody of the highest flying kind. I'd like to try to be a friend to souls that cannot rest. I would not blame their anger, don't claim to know what's best. But souls are all connected like the branches on a tree. And the things they see beyond the grave might help out you and me. Restless spirit wandering, come on home again. Tell me about your days of old, wander back again. Tell me as you come and go, things that people need to know. Restless spirit wandering, come on home again. Don't admit your life is taken to your death not yet awakened. Restless spirit wandering, come on home again.
Thank you. Well, let's see, I'm gonna do another one from this new recording. The record's called Traveler. And I just happen to have a very few of these for sale tonight. Just as a public service, you know. These records are not sold in stores. In fact, they're usually not sold anywhere. Take them out of the store, still don't sell. All right, thank you. All right. No, that's actually going really well with this one. I think there's some people from Sugar Hill in the audience tonight. I want to thank them for working hard on this thing. Kevin and Larry Welk were going to come, but they went to, one of them went to San Diego, the other one's in Branson. And, you know, yeah, a few people are laughing about Branson. You know how to get to Branson, right? You just drive around until your career's about over. Actually, this next one will be better on another instrument. I'm positive, okay?
I know this. I know this for a fact, all right? And let's see, and it's this one, the guitar. The Spanish for out of tune.
I wrote this one with Daryl Scott. Now, he's really good. I got a couple of years ago for Christmas, I got my my Christmas present was my request, which was the DVD set of Joseph Campbell and Bill Moyer's Power of Myth. So I watched that thing like over a period of like 3 or 4 days. I watched the whole 6-hour thing, you know, and sort of chewed on it and kept looking at the different parts of it, you know, over about a week. And then a couple of days went by and I woke up in the middle of the night and wrote a lot of these lyrics down. And so I should give credit to Joe. Bill on this one. And Daryl, of course, we had an appointment to create art the next day. So I had these lyrics, so it was a good thing. That's usually what happens is you make an appointment and you've already done some work and then you kind of finish it up with somebody that you made an appointment with. That's good. He's the best guy you could finish up with. And sort of about, you know, it's about tradition, you know, it's about keeping things going that, you know, somebody dies, you got to keep it going for them. You know, a new seed, you know, when something dies, a lot of times they let out a lot of seeds and it sort of sprouts and the ideas kind of grow then and it's it gets even stronger. And should I do it in this key or this? What do you think? This is kind of dark and cool. It's sort of a John Fahey thing. We've got to keep his thing going, all right? We'll do that in the next set. We'll do a whole set of that kind of thing, all right? Me and my band. I usually would introduce the band right about now, but they didn't come. And anyway. So anyway, it's about, you know, that kind of thing, and it's about, they say that you don't know how to live until you know how to die, like this this book, Tuesdays with Maury, if you've read that, you know that story. And that's, you know, it's just sort of about that, a lot of that stuff. My son, for instance, he's, you know, never wanted to, my older son never really wanted to go to any of the bluegrass festivals. He sort of hated it, you know, pretty much hated it. And then he went away to college, you know, and he's been playing punk rock, bass and stuff, and then and getting into other stuff, Motown and stuff now. And then he came home and he said, Dad, have you seen these new Fender electric acoustic mandolins? I said, no. He said, well, let's go check them out. So I bought him that for Christmas, right? So he went off and he started learning to play the mandolin. And he found out it was cool to play mandolin. He had to leave the house, you know, had to leave home to figure that out. Now, of course, he's going to graduate from college and then in another year, and then he's going to find out it's not cool to play mandolin. So he's growing, you know, it's sort of, he'll buy a guitar. That'll be good. Anyway, I guess I should play this and then take a short pause for the cause. 15 or 20, come back and play a plenty. Stick and stay, don't you dare go away. Keep drinking what you're drinking. Thinking what you're thinking, chicken and rice. Take my advice. The more you drink, the better we'll sound. I will, anyway. Anyway, this is called It's Another Day.